Welcome to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I'm Deb Coviello, and as the Drop-In CEO, I drop into businesses and assume the CEO role to enhance the human element and increase the results they achieve. This podcast is about bringing you conversations with expert guests who have achieved their greatest results built on a strong foundation of purpose, values, and elevating people. If you're a business leader, entrepreneur, or even just getting started in business, join us as we build the skills you need to achieve your goals. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I have the distinct pleasure of introducing to you today one of my favorite inspirational leaders who's going to bring some amazing insights to you, the listener, the most important person. So to kick it off here, Peter is an executive leader in business transformation who provides counsel and guidance to leading national brands with respect to building and growing their footprint in the market through social media strategies. His competencies in human resources, business development, marketing, operations, and go-to-market strategies. He has spent years consulting these areas for organizations in several industries. At his role at Art Envy, Peter is the business development lead, social evangelist, project sponsor, and engagement manager, working across all departments to oversee the customer relationship and guarantee customer satisfaction. Oh my God, that is an amazing set of credentials. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And I'm humbled by that introduction. Thank you, Deborah.
All right. Thank you, Peter. So let's just jump right in here. You know, you've got an amazing business journey. And I really think if you share a little bit about your background, your business journey, what are you most proud of the work that you've done? And also, how do you inspire others in the work that you do?
Well, there's lots of stories, but I think the one that possibly depicts who and why I became dates back to the time I was an operations manager for a national retail chain. And we were about to throw out a new direction, as it were, a new position in the market. And in order to do that, we were all invited out to a large kickoff. And that large kickoff was in a great spot in, actually, I believe it was in Montreal, in a ski resort of some sort. Mm-hmm. And they produced this amazing content for us. There was videos and soundtracks and fabulous showcasing of all the merchandise that was coming new that they'd bought in Europe and representing again. And at the end of that three-day session, they handed us this three-ring binder and said, "Okay, folks, and now go tell the people." And I went, and, you know, myself, I was going, "Are you kidding? That was so experiential, what you put us through." Mm-hmm. And you delineated it down to a three-ring binder and positioned me to go out and be the evangelist on this. Well, I mean, I was baffled. So I literally, on my trip back to Southwestern Ontario, I thought it through and I thought, I can't do this justice unless I give it the lights, camera, action. And that's exactly what I did. I spent the next two or three days developing some video, doing some soundtracking, bringing in some music, setting up a stage. And I brought my entire region into this presentation. And I literally duplicated what I was shown. And that was the difference. I made it an experience for these people. And I'll tell you, the feeling I had when it was over, it's like, oh my gosh, this is something I love doing. I'm a creative. I'm a business person, but I'm a creative and I need to package this.
Oh my God, Peter. So let's just go there, because when I think about business leaders, entrepreneurs, or the people that are coming up in their career, it's not just what you do, but the experience that people have. I love that. So what was the impact of just changing it up and doing Peter?
Well, sales, bottom line, revenue for the company, a fantastic season, because I liken it to a total how you treat people, they treat others. And I've long thought that if you treated your employees and you treated your team members in such a way that their experience was fabulous, what are they going to do when it comes time for them to be the front person between your company and the customer? They repeat what they feel and they repeat what they went through, and it's natural for them to do it.
I mean, that is an amazing piece of wisdom. Think about it, going in and not only just delivering information, making a proposal or trying to influence a business decision, but you create an experience. And to your point about helping people feel something out of the transaction, because so often we bring business down to simply transactions, but connecting with people and providing an experience, not only have you built a relationship, it makes the transaction so easy. This is absolutely brilliant, Peter. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So one of the things you often see in your social media is amplifier of your brand. I would love for you to elaborate on that for our listeners.
Well, it lies in the development of the business. For me, when I defined the problem that I'm actually helping my clients solve, it was the fact that there is so much crazy noise going on in the market. It's coming at you from all kinds of ways. It's coming at you in audible. It's coming at you in graphic. It's coming everywhere. And a lot of it is just noise. And when I think about people getting a chance to actually get their message out to the market, what a challenge that is. And the only way that I believe you can fight that is to turn up the volume a little bit, both in consistency, quality, and messaging, consumable messaging. And so when I think of myself as a conduit or a catalyst to my clients' efforts, I become that amplifier, that piece that comes in the middle where you send your information into. I play with it, I amplify it, and then I put it through the speakers.
Oh, wow. That's just amazing. You know, and to those who are listening, I've experienced Peter and we went through some conversations together to try to understand what are the nuggets about Deb, the drop-in CEO, and what should we amplify? And it's an amazing thing. And again, I'd love for the listeners to think about what they do every day, whether you're working in a team, working for a business unit, are you a business leader? How do you elevate your people? What are those strengths, those unique qualities that you need to elevate? Stop fixing people, but what can you promote, bring out in people to get the best results? Peter, this is absolutely amazing. Amplifier of your brand. I love that. So I have a question for you. So Peter took me through some discovery of myself. And again, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring him on here today, because he has an amazing way of just bringing out the best in people. But one of the discovery questions that he asked me, I would love to ask him. So when he talked to me about my brand, he wanted to understand, what do you like about the person you admire the most and why? So Peter, what do you like about the person you admire the most and why?
It is a great question. And as you relayed, it's one of my simple seven that I process everybody through. I don't care whether you're the CEO of a $500 million company or an entrepreneur that's got $2 million worth of business. The reality is, you are your brand. And in order to understand yourself, you've got to figure out those elements about who you are. This particular one has a double-sided effect, because I've always said that when you admire something in someone, it's often because you are maybe not as well honed in that skill yourself, and it may be something that you're actually looking to develop. When I think of this question, I revert immediately to an old mentor of mine. Now, he's long since passed, but he was my art teacher back in high school. And we spent some really incredible time together. And he was always such a well-placed individual. And what I mean by that, he thought before he spoke. And when he spoke, his words were so simple. almost like a surgeon's knife cutting through things. And I never had to say, Roy, what did you mean by that? I always knew. And he made it easy for me to understand him. And I've always admired people that have that skill. I still do. Every now and again, I find somebody who's such an amazing listener, an amazing contributor to the comments that I make. Roy Porat was just that man. And no one that I can think of in history, in my life anyway, that means that much to me, has ever taken Roy's place, or ever will, I think. He's so embedded in me.
That's an amazing thought. Peter, thank you for sharing that with me. What you said about this really resonated to me. I had a mentee of mine recently ask a question about, you know, what they need to improve. And they actually said they got feedback about listening. And they said, well, I need to understand more about listening and what are some ways to do it. And one of the things I said was that the more you listen, maybe 70% listening to the people you serve or the people you're interacting with, and only at the end, after you've listened to all the inputs and the strengths and ideas and the gems that people bring to the table, do you then weigh in and summarize what you hear and provide the insight for others to say, we're aligned and let's move forward. So again, listening and coming up with thoughts. Thoughts are key to being a leader and in how you express them.
Beautifully placed.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter. That was really touching. And I think what's important for people to listen about is, you know, we have all of our technical skills. We have amazing drive in business, but we have to also think about what are those unique qualities, bringing out the personal side of yourself. Sometimes we're afraid to bring forward into the business environment what made our past. But if you take the time to reflect on those experiences that you've had, personal people that have come across your path in your life, and I'd like you to think about that. They are who make you who you are today. Thank you. So let's just jump into another thing. And it's kind of a tough question about successes or failures in business. I never like to think about failures, but again, you've had a very, very successful career. But was there ever a pivotal point, either a success, an aha moment, or maybe a failure that really either changed the work that you do, or maybe a piece of wisdom you'd like to share with the team or the group?
I've probably got hundreds of stories, but I think, let me share this one. I've worked as an entrepreneur, I've worked corporately, and I've worked within entrepreneurial organizations. And I'm compelled to kind of share with you this event when I was dropped into a situation that I wasn't sure I was going into. Family-owned business, checkbox number one. Entrepreneur, checkbox number two. Third thing, it's my baby. Oh, how I hate that statement, because it's not your baby. It's your idea, and you're working it through a number of other people. And so when I was faced with that, and some people may not like this. Some people may think that I'm advocating for both sides against the middle, but I'm not, because there's two jobs on hand, because I was put in a senior executive role in this place, and I had to become the voice of the company. But I also had to help soften the blow from the egotistical owner into the rest of the team, and at the same time, appease the individual so that he knew he wasn't being thrown under the bus either. And I liken it, as an artist, I'm quick to draw analogies around art. And I liken this situation and solve this situation as if I was an art gallery owner. The reality is, as an art gallery owner, I did not necessarily paint all the paintings in the gallery. I merely curated the fabulous works that were created by other fabulous people. And so I liken our business model of curation of values to be something that we should actually think about. And this really blew my mind when I hit this wall, and I literally had to go away and think about it. But this is what I came up with. I thought, we've got to curate the value of these people here, and at the same time, have pride of ownership. in the gallery.
Wow. And so once you had that realization to curate their skills and their values, how did that change the complexity of this family-owned, entrepreneurial, it's my baby leadership that you had to turn around?
Well, you know, it's an aha moment for everybody. And naturally, it wasn't an easy ride. I can tell you that right now. It wasn't an easy ride. We did lose some people because change, when you're putting in drastic change into places, you know, from a push forward kind of archaic model to one of development and everybody counts and everybody met, you know, is worth something, it's difficult. Even for those that were supporting the activity, it still became difficult because there was a time where they actually have to give a little, right? You know, because it's like learning something new. You're going to do it wrong a few times before you get it right. You know, and that counts for the leader and it counts for the team members. So, I mean, those are the kinds of things. They're normal, but we got through it. And the result was a more balanced environment to work in, a healthier, more team-spirited. I mean, we didn't all sit around a campfire and sing Kumbaya or anything like that, but we did all feel a little better about showing up to work every day.
You know, that's a great story. And my takeaway, I always take something away from these conversations. Again, I love the fact, the curation of values, because sometimes we're thrown into situations and like a box of chocolates, sorry, Forrest Gump, you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
However, it's us as leaders, people that have that perspective, that insight, that sensing of what are the best qualities that people bring to the table, and you acknowledge that, and you show care and respect, even if you walk them out the door, they know that they were respected. And as you said, it didn't feel comfortable at times, but you wound up in a better place at the end. Fantastic story. So I'm going to throw this one at you. So you obviously business strategist, amplifier of your brand. There is another part of Peter. Peter is an artist, and I love some of the words that I found on your social media for your company, Art Envy. You talk about life is a work of art. And you also talk about through your work and the impressions that you pass through that your arc, that it results in vibrant, illuminating works that stimulate those that view them. So I would love for you to share with us a little bit more about the artist and any connections with business.
I get asked this a lot as soon as somebody finds out that about me. It actually sits at the top of my Maslow's pyramid. It's that self-actualized piece, you know, that I often refer to, is that I do my art for me. I only do it for one person. The fact that others around me get exposed to it and actually like it, I'm grateful for, because art is a very emotional thing for people who do it and people who receive it properly. I look at every piece that I've ever worked on, and probably future pieces are driven by sometimes often an image that I have or an emotional feeling that I have. I often bring some of my pieces into business to describe and elevate a thought. You may have seen a post I did with a great big blue heron behind me that talked about having patience and relaxing on something, you know, and waiting for it. I mean, when I think of patience, the epitome of patience is the way that the big blue heron stands in the river for hours, waiting for the fish to come along. He doesn't go running up and down the river looking for fish. He stands where the water falls, where the fish come through, and then he feeds. I mean, think about that for one second. Why are we so compelled as people to go running around like chickens with our head cut off, looking for business, looking for relationships, looking for great things to happen to us, when we can stand exactly where we are and it will come to us if we put on the right lights, the right attitude, the right attraction, illuminate your value, share your confidence, share your capabilities. That's how I convert my art to business. It's one and the same thing to me. When I'm painting it, I'm in a different world. I shut the world off. I go into my studio and my wife slides food under the door. I mean, that's literally how I could describe it.
Wow. I'm just taken aback by this because, you know, for so many years, and again, Peter, thank you for all of that. You know, I'm an engineer, I'm a geek, I solve problems, I've got a black belt, all of that. And that sounds great. But, you know, as soon as you allow yourself to just relax and recognize yourself and what are your passions, and you really bring up an important point is to create visuals for how you're feeling or a thought you want to express. That is so important for business leaders, that the better that you can create an emotional connection through visual sources of communication, not only does it allow you and your energy and your talents to flow through as you serve them, but people can see you, they can see how you feel, they can get you, and that's a tool to build those trusting relationships. It's absolutely amazing, Peter. So I would love for you to help inspire my listeners. And so when we think about people that are finding their way through the noise, trying to amplify their brand, you've got lots of wisdom, Peter. But I would love to know if there is a piece of advice, words of wisdom that you could share with somebody who is a business leader, entrepreneur, or up and coming in their career that they can take away and maybe act on today. Would love to hear your thoughts.
You know, I can't take ownership for what I'm about to say. Here again, I'm actually literally going to curate something that someone much smarter than me probably said some time ago, and that is to be true to yourself. Because really, at the end of the day, if you aren't comfortable in your skin, if you can't like step up and show people literally who you are to deal with, what you stand for, what you won't stand for, what you tolerate, your level of competence. There's nothing wrong with not knowing everything. In fact, it's a great position to be in if you don't know everything, because it means that you're like, show that you're willing to take on other things. Just be yourself. Stop trying to copy someone who appears, and I use the word loosely, appears to be successful, because I can tell you there are times where I've dug in, where I've seen supposedly successful individuals who have a terrible life, who have a terrible background, have gone through hell and back. Like, get over yourself, get out of your way, understand who you are. Show people who you really are. And that's what will attract them to you, because someone somewhere out there is waiting for you to actually stand up on stage and say the old, I am an alcoholic kind of thing, right? They want to hear those revelations because they want to be able to say, oh my God, I thought he was a really successful guy. Well, maybe he still is, but I didn't realize he had that same problem as I do. I love when that happens.
Brilliantly said, Peter. And I'm excited that you've shared that wisdom with our listeners, because I will absolutely say again, Peter is who he is behind the voice, behind the image. He really does help bring the best out in others. I remember when we had a conversation where I'm delivering my content on social media, and he basically said, ditch the act, Ryan. And just be yourself. And when I talk about Ryan Follin, he's an amazing guy, the 313 method. We'll make sure we get his info out as well. It's about really embracing who you are and letting everybody see that. It really is who you are. It's your strength. People may or may not like you, but people will find you and you will find your people. Peter, thank you so much for a great conversation here. I am grateful to have you on the Drop In CEO podcast. And I know others will want to find you because you do amazing work with your current clients. Can't wait to see what is in your future. How can people find you if they want to connect and learn more?
Oh, wow. well, people who are connected with me know that I'm in your face all day. You can find me on, obviously, I'm crazy on LinkedIn. I'm published there every day, and I publish there every day on behalf of my clients as well. I have a very active Twitter account at Arts and Clouds. I'm on Speakers Hub, something that I'm pushing out aggressively this year and doing more speaking engagements and trying to get out some of this word. I'm literally on every platform. In fact, I would just Google Peter G. Gorrell and then watch the next 64 pages come up. And if you can't, I'm prepared. Like you can, even my cell phone number, I take calls. I don't care. It's 416-575-1884. I will speak to anyone that has a great idea or has a problem with something. That's for sure.
All right. Thank you so much. Again, if you haven't checked out Peter G. Gorrell, please do. An amazing, energizing individual. Thank you, Peter, for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Brilliant. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you for listening to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I hope you are inspired by our conversation and can apply what you heard to your business or career goals. For more information about our consulting or coaching services, please visit my website at dropinceo.com or visit our Drop-In CEO Facebook group to continue the conversation. Now go out, lead, inspire, and achieve your goals.